The word today is test. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. We say that a person who accepts things uncritically is gullible. Well, the danger in this is being misled by wicked people who take advantage of one's trust. This can be true of spiritual matters and religious teaching also. We need to turn to the Bible to determine whether or not these types of messages are true. Here to help us discern wisely is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Test.
The Christian is to be constantly testing the spirits. That means that we are to assess the information that's given to us to see whether it accords with the Word of God or not. We're not supposed to just accept anything someone says about God or about salvation or Jesus. We have to assess and find out, is that true according to what the Bible tells us? Specifically, we are to be on the lookout, watchful against what's called the Antichrist or an anti-Christian spirit. This is discussed in 1 John, not the Gospel of John, but the first letter of John in chapter 4, and it says this, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood." As you can see, there are very clear lines and distinctions that are drawn between those who are of God and those who are of the world. And there is supposed to be an assessment that is done by the believer. Anyone who knows Jesus Christ knows the Scriptures have taught that Jesus came in the flesh, that he took on human form, that he came to this earth in order to save sinful people. If this is denied, if there is some other story, some other alternative that is given, that, for instance, Jesus never really took on a human body, this is to be rejected. Or that Jesus didn't really die on the cross. It was someone else who took his place. Or that Jesus just fainted on the cross, or he was unconscious and he never really died. These are all human explanations to try to dismiss the gospel story, and they must be rejected as being from a false spirit. They are anti-Christian. They are all an attempt to discount or destroy the power of the gospel. The Scriptures are very clear. If you want to see about Jesus becoming human flesh, taking on human form, if you want to see about him healing and speaking the news of the kingdom, if you want to see Jesus who was put to death, suffered and died for our sins, and if you want to see Jesus who was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and if you want to see Jesus who ascended into heaven, who now pleads for us and is preparing a place for us so that we will go to be with him, if you want to see Jesus who's promised to come back to this earth, in order to take those who love him, those who serve him, those who want desperately to have their sins forgiven in his name. If you want to see that Jesus, you go into the scriptures and you look at the accounts of the life of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And there you will see that this Jesus came from God in order to redeem us from our sins. Any other teaching, any other alternative theory is unacceptable, is not the Word of God. It is Antichrist. Now, you know, this thought about the Antichrist is very spooky to a lot of people, and every once in a while, it seems as though this concept of this universal world leader, and will they be the Antichrist, this seems to come around every once in a while. Back in the 1980s, I remember looking in the newspaper when our family still got the newspaper every day, and one weekend paper, one morning I looked, and here was a full-page ad discussing Lord Maitreya. Lord Maitreya was supposed to be this returned Jesus, and he was in hiding for a while. He would be revealed to the world soon. Well, that was back in the 80s. And it seems like not too long ago, a similar resurgence of this Lord Maitreya talk came, and it was Jesus who has returned, only he's now subsuming all these world religions under his leadership. What a bunch of nonsense. The Christian doesn't buy into any of that garbage, and it is garbage. It's anti-Christian. It's ridiculous to suggest that the return of Jesus has to be shrouded in secrecy, that it's going to be revealed to everyone soon. This is a joke. According to the New Testament, Jesus' return will be seen by all. It will be universal. Everyone will see him. And when it comes to combating false teachings, we need to take comfort from the fact that in verse 4 and following of 1 John chapter 4, it says, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." I always enjoy that comfort and that reassurance. No matter whatever deception, no matter whatever lies people are going to spew theologically, religiously, it doesn't matter. Stick with the scriptures. Stick with the truth and you'll be fine. The promise of Jesus is you have overcome them. Even if they try to attack you, even if they try to beat you, even if they try to chase you away. You know, this is happening literally to people who are listening to the word today in the world today. I took a trip over to Asia and I was seeing and visiting with some of these people who have been beaten, some of these people whose family members were tortured and killed. I've talked with individuals who fled from their towns because they were persecuted for the name of Jesus. Take comfort from this. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Satan is undone. His kingdom is doomed. In Jesus Christ, you have the promise of life eternal. And, you know, we sit here in North America. I'm in a studio here in Wisconsin today, and we have a nice, beautiful, sunny day, and we don't feel too much torture. We don't feel too much pain. It doesn't matter when or how the persecution will come. If it's from someone who's laughing at you, mocking you because you believe Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, or if it's from someone who's arrogant and haughty because they believe in Darwinian evolution and they think you're stupid if you believe in a God who created the world. Now, just as an aside, I myself feel that Darwinists are a little lacking in credibility and intellectual rigor when it comes to their theory. But it doesn't matter who is assaulting you, attacking you, whether it's verbally or physically. Remember, this is the assurance. Greater is he who is in you than is he who is in the world. You see, the Christian has to constantly be testing. Don't just accept whatever someone says on a TV show. Don't just accept whatever anyone says on a radio program, and that includes mine. Go to the Word of God, the Scripture, and see if it's true. See if what I'm saying today jives with what the Scripture says. I think you will find there's a lot of odorless, colorless theology out there today. In other words, there are a lot of teachings that are like poisonous gases. They circulate and they poison people's minds. It reminds me, in houses here in the Midwest of the United States, many individuals have to have what are called carbon monoxide detectors, because carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas, but yet it's harmful to people. And if it gets too concentrated, it can seep into people's basements and it can cause them harm and potentially hurt them, maybe kill them. And so we have detectors, these devices that measure if the carbon monoxide is coming, and they will be set off in order to warn the people. Well, in the same way, you as a Christian have a baloney detector. You know, false teachings, baloney, ridiculous. And we have to tell it like it is. When someone has a teaching, and it doesn't matter if they're a high-ranking priest or pastor, and it doesn't matter if they have great authority and wealth and social standing, it doesn't matter. If these people are saying something that's contrary to the gospel, it's anti-Christian. And we need to say it is. And when we do so, let's not do so with anger and hostility. Let's keep the spirit of Jesus Christ. As it urges us in verses 7 through 12, it says, let us love one another. Well, it's critical that we display the loving spirit of Jesus in this respect. But stand for the truth of God. Don't let anyone deceive you. Continue contending for the faith, as we're taught in the Scriptures. And Jesus will keep you steady and straight and on track. He will hold you close to Himself so that when the time comes, if you should ever experience persecution and anti-Christian sentiment, you will be prepared and you will know the truth in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.